everyone. I'm Jane Ray, and welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. As always, I'm joined by my fabulous podcast partner.
Well, you are fabulous. I'm just Andreas.
And you know, it's funny, Andreas, based on what we're going to talk about today, but we are not in the same place this summer. I'm in Georgia, Florida. So we are maximizing technology to be able to keep creating our episodes for the podcast.
And isn't this great, Jane? I mean, through technology, we can stay connected, keep talking, even though, what is it? There's 500 miles between us, 600, I don't even know how many miles, just a lot of them.
It's about 10 and a half hours of
That's a
driving
distance.
between us. So yeah, it's not a short distance. But today I want to talk about something that's kind of personal to me, but also to my generation. And that's the fear of technology. You know, I told you I was very blessed that I was able to move into a technology career. I'm not a technical person. Let me just qualify that. I'm not a software engineer. I don't write code. I never did. I didn't write apps. I was very fortunate to be able to be the user advocate for technology for most of my career. So started off when, you know, help desks weren't really help desks, but people needed guidance in how to use the emerging technologies, and I had a knack for it. And again, to this day, I would tell you I am not a technical person at all. I mean, can I look at your laptop and give you an idea of what I think is wrong? Yes, but I don't really know what's going on behind the scenes other than how to use the technology to the benefit of either a business or, you know, for your personal needs. As I've gotten older, one thing I've noticed, and you know, I've said this many times, I've just entered my 70s. So many of my contemporaries believe that they can't handle technology. They're not smart enough. They don't know how to do it. They're afraid of it. I want to use my phone to make a phone call, but that's the least use of our phones.
You don't have a cell phone to make a phone call.
Right. I would like to make a phone call with my phone. And ironically, if you looked at, you know, the usage of your personal phone, probably making phone calls is the least amount of usage. It is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. And you know, we were talking about it before we started recording. So I graduated high school in 1971, the year that you were born.
That's true.
So
that
you
makes
were
me feel like a baby.
I'm old. I'm getting older by the minute. But in 1971, you know, my family, well, in the 60s, you know, when we got our first color TV, that was a big innovation, right? When we got my sister and I got our own phone and our own phone number, that was an innovation. You know, innovation kind of came, you know, with enough time to kind of absorb, to become familiar with, to become comfortable with. And then in 1971, when I graduated high school and went into college, suddenly friends of mine were taking computer programming classes. And, you know, remember at the time, your computer screen was black with some green letters on it. You know, didn't have the friendly interfaces we have today, that, you know, the user capabilities were really nominal. And businesses were first starting to bring technology in. I mean, my first job, I was typing on a typewriter. And I was pretty good at it. And then we went to an electric typewriter, and that was like a very big deal. But I remember when I was in school, one of my teachers said something I've never forgotten. She said, by the time you're an adult, there will be a computer in every home. And we couldn't even imagine it, right? We couldn't, because they were these big machines that spit out cards, and I don't know what was on the cards, some zeros and ones and whatever. And it was unfathomable that we would use computers in our everyday life. And now fast forward to 2026, and you know, this little device is in everybody's pocket or purse. And it's become a little bit of the center of our universe.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think for my generation, if you go back to 1971 and fast forward to 2026, the rapid pace, the acceleration of technology has outpaced our ability to absorb. Right? If you're young, you grew up with it. You know, my daughter
Right.
computer at 18 months. She doesn't know what it was like not to have a computer.
I think part of the challenge, Jane, for you or even for my generation, is the pace at which technology changes is so breathtaking. You look back 4 or 5 years ago, what's a big thing technology-wise today? You know, the whole ChatGPT AI thing didn't exist for, I mean, it existed, but not for the common man or woman on the street, right? Today, that's the back thing. So it seems like kind of the daunting perspective of things is, well, if I learn it in 3 years, it's outdated anyway. So there is this intimidation factor, you know. So it's, you know, should I even try to keep up with it? Okay, I need a phone to make phone calls, you know, and certain things. I get that, but should I really try to keep learning the latest developments? Because A, it takes a little bit longer to learn new things the older we get. Is that a fair statement? I think it is. And it takes longer, but and by the time I learned it, well, that's nice, but now here's the next new thing.
Yeah, I mean, there is a belief or misbelief that as you age, you get set in your ways. But you're right. Just about the time that you get comfortable with some technology, social media, Facebook, right? You
Yeah.
know, Facebook is social media for older people. Once you get comfortable with that, now nine different new platforms have emerged.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about Snapchat and TikTok and Instagram and WhatsApp. And again, just blows your mind that all you really ever wanted to know how to do was Facebook or texting, right? I mean, you watch the kids and they go, L-l-l-l-l-l. I
Yeah.
still can't do that, right? I'm still a one,
Right.
like when I was typing, my dad was the one finger typer.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
a one finger texter. But okay, learning how to text and getting comfortable with how to do that, which is basically pretty easy. Right. But the point is, it's new. It's different. It's a new way of communicating with other people. And if you're communicating with anyone under the age of 50, probably it's the only way they want to communicate.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, there's a big change there.
This is so interesting. Now, even I found this out. So I'm also, and maybe this is more my personality, my generation. But if there is really anything remotely meaningful to talk about, I make a phone call. I'm not texting it. I'm not email. I mean, yeah, I text, I email about, you know, hey, let's set up, find a time to meet. You know, does tomorrow 10 o'clock work? Whatever, you know, some basic stuff along those lines. If there's anything meaningful. But I find out a lot of people don't like to be called anymore. It's almost like invasive, you know? And I'm not talking about calling in the middle of the night or some strange times. I remember, you know, just last week, I just make me smile. So I'm working here with a nonprofit here in town, and the director there and I, you know, started to talk about plans and ideas and doing this and doing that. And kind of gaining a little bit momentum, which is great, you know. My phone rang, she called. The first thing, I apologize for calling you. I said, I mean, why do you apologize for calling me? It was a normal time, like 10 in the morning, you know. It wasn't some strange time. I said, well, you know, I mean, I was sorry for cold calling you. I said, what do you mean cold calling me? We have talked, we have met, we have we are brainstorming all day. Of course you would call me if there is something. But it was almost, she's probably 30 something. For her, making a phone call to someone is just like unusual. You text, that's it. You email if possible, but yeah, for me, kind of, you know, it's, I don't know, I have a hard time getting used to this. If I want to talk to you about something meaningful, I call you up, whether you like this or not.
Well, it's interesting because, if you go back generations, showing
Yeah.
up unannounced at the door,
Yes.
right, was called, and now showing up on the phone is
How dare you call me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so, in our generation, 50, 60 years, so much has
Has
changed as
changed.
far as technology crossing the chasm into mainstream. There's a Rogers adoption curve, right? Where there's the early adopters, and then it kind of goes to the early mass, and then it crosses the chasm into the majority. Right, into where it becomes commonplace in our society. iPhones, in the beginning, iPhones were new, nobody used them. Now everybody has an iPhone or a Samsung phone or whatever, becomes commonplace. A tablet, a computer, a laptop, all of those kind of cross the chasm, but they crossed almost in succession right after each other, right?
Everything,
And
yeah.
so for our generation, over 50 years, we've seen more technology changes. And by the way, they haven't stopped, right? That you're right, being able to learn it, to feel comfortable with it, is something we didn't grow up with. And then I think either whether it's internal or external, we don't believe we're capable. And that
Yeah.
makes me angry because there is not a single person that I know, my age, younger, older, that is not fully capable of learning any of these apps or phones or computers, mostly because, as I said, I was a user advocate. They have been designed to be user-friendly. They are designed that you do not need to know what's happening behind the scenes. They are designed that so basically you can't really do any harm to your phone. You really can't do a lot of harm to your computer. Right. So they are designed so that, you may hit a screen you don't want and you have to go back, or you may not know what you're doing and you close the app and you start again. Right. There is nothing, almost nothing, that you could do that would ruin your computer or ruin your phone. So part of it is the confidence to believe that, and you said it before. Almost everyone we talk to, you raised children, you had a career, you were in the workplace, you had your own level of success, whatever that was, in everything you did. I mean, children weren't born with a manual. We had to learn how to raise them too, right? Everything you did, whether you were a stay-at-home mom or a CEO, we were totally capable of doing. And our generation in particular were encouraged to learn, to learn, to explore, to be creative, to be curious. And now, at this point, I've met way too many people that are, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't. Do you know how to use ChatGPT? You open the app and you ask it a question. That's it.
But what do you think is the reason behind it? Is it convenience? Is it, you know what, I don't need this stuff anyway. I have all I need and more. I don't need to add one additional tech stuff to that layer. Is it maybe, kind of realizing, getting this implied message from younger generations, the rolling eyes, the kind of, you kind of passed anyway, so just don't bother. But what is behind this mindset? Well, I can't do this. Objectively, it's wrong. You can't do it. Does it take you longer to learn it? Possibly, but you can. So what's behind that mindset? Well, I can't learn that.
I think it's all of the above. I think there's an internal lack of confidence because it's technology, right? So it's that newfangled thing. And by the way, just as soon as you got comfortable with the old-fangled technology, the new-fangled tech. And let me say something because I think it's important. You don't have to learn it all. Pick a couple of apps, a weather app, a social media app if you want. I track my calories on a free app. Pick a couple of apps that are meaningful to you. FaceTime to be able to talk to your family. Things like that that are meaningful to you and benefit your life. But to answer your question, I also think that there's influence. I'm trying to find a kind word where you're right. There's a lot of eye rolling and there's a lot of outward or inward messages that I'm sorry, you can't do this. right?
Yeah.
It's beyond you. You're too old for this. Oh, mom, oh, dad, oh,
Yeah.
so this. Because this next generation that we raise don't remember not having technology. I said, my
Yeah.
daughter's first experience on a computer, she was 18 months banging on a painting program. My
Right.
grandson, he's 4, he knows how to FaceTime me.
Yeah.
So they do not ever remember a time when this was just the normal part of their everyday lives. And they will
Right.
see more acceleration too, because I would tell you we're not done yet. But it's normal for them. For us, it wasn't. For us, getting a color TV was a kind of a big deal.
Yes, yeah.
For
It's...
the original cell phones, do you remember the original bricks?
You know what was the biggest step for me? You remember these dinosaur television? They were so heavy, or they were small, but they were so heavy you almost needed three men to carry that thing in. Now you have this humongous flat screen, and they were deep, like, I mean, you needed to have, I mean, like an extra large room. Now these flat screen TVs, I mean, lightweight, huge, nice. I mean, and just for me, that was a progression in technology that I so much loved. I remember the first TVs you bought, you almost needed to hire two guys to get this thing in. Now you have a
I
big
got
as a
a
wall.
gift from my boss. So I'll tell you a funny story. So I worked for a law firm, and when we settled a big case, he would take us out to dinner. And that year at Christmas, he gave half of the staff those big giant console TVs.
Yeah.
And by the way, it lasted about 20 years.
Yes.
The other half of the staff, the Sony Betamax, not VHS, but the Sony Betamax things that you could put the tape in and record.
Yes.
Well, within 2 years, Betamax was out and VHS was in. So
Right.
my TV lasted 20 years. Theirs probably lasted about two. But, and I think that may be a good example of why we're reluctant about,
Yes.
because we've also seen investments maybe that we've made. Now you need to get a phone, what, every 2 or 3 years. And they're costly, even if you're paying them off on an investment plan. So part of it could be a financial consideration, but we've also seen the obsolescence of technology happen faster than, any other time in history where, you buy this and 2 or 3 years later it's obsolete and now
Absolutely.
you got to buy something else. And so, the internal confidence issues plus the monetary issues. But I want everybody walking away from this episode with a very specific message. You are smarter than you think, and you're smarter than they're treating you.
Yep.
So there is no reason in the world that anyone, I don't care if you're 90, I don't care if you're 60, I don't care if you're 40, that cannot learn to use some of these very, very basic apps.
Yeah.
Right? Do you need to know them all? No. Do you need to know what's going on behind that screen? No. Right? Do you need to be smart about purchases? Yes. I think that the younger generation will always want to buy the latest, greatest, newest, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We've seen too much of that where you've thrown your money away, like you said with the LED TVs, right? So, I mean, the good news is, but now they're considered consumable. So
Yeah.
for a younger generation, well, 50 inch was pretty big. Now they want 70 inch or 90 inch, and they're willing to pony up the money for that. We don't need to do that either. But as far as usefulness, as far as making your life easier, particularly some of the apps for your phone, again, you don't need to know them all. And your insurance company and your doctor and your utilities want you to be able to optimize using online capabilities. And you are capable. You are
Yes, you
capable.
are.
Don't let anybody tell you that you can't pay a bill online or you can't look up the weather or you can't FaceTime with your grandchild. There is nothing in technology that you are not capable of. And if it makes you feel better, there are classes, the library has classes, there are online tutorials. YouTube is amazing for giving you 5 minutes on how to use a particular app. Now you have to learn how to use YouTube, but guess what? You go to youtube.com and in the search box, you search, how do I blah, blah, blah. You don't have to be fancy about it. Just how do I blah, blah, blah. You want an answer? Go to ChatGPT, download the app, and just ask it a question. It may not give you the answer you're looking for. It may give you way too much information, but it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And so if you are intimidated, if you are overwhelmed, if you're suffering from technophobia, again, you don't have to do it all. But you also don't need to be afraid that you're not capable because you are.
It's not just that you're capable. I think technology will make your life richer, more connected, deeper, easier. As you said so powerfully, you don't need to chase the trends. You know, what's the latest and newest? Who cares? Maybe something is really great and you should, but there's no need to chase trends, to compare. Oh, my neighbor friend has this latest piece of technology, whatever else. But technology, it's not just that it gives you access to information, it gives you access to services, to your doctor, it gives you the ability to remain connected to people in ways your life, as a result of technology, will be just so much deeper and better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, for whatever time we have left on this earth, you know, having a good experience, right? Making your life easier and maybe even getting a little joy out of the use of technology. You know, you and I watch Coco Doodle every day. That's my joy.
Cocodoodle
Right,
is
and it's
the
an AI dog.
sweetest thing
So
ever.
I'm sorry. If you want to smile every day, it's Coco Doodle. Those are the kind of things that just make
You
life
know, it's a little thing. It's cute. It's sweet. It's AI produced, but it's the sweetest thing ever. And you can't just not watch it and walk away with a smile and feeling warm around your heart.
I bought a Coco Doodle t-shirt, I have to admit.
Did you? I didn't even know they exist, but I'm not surprised, I guess.
So all right. Anyhow, we are going to close this technology. And in a couple of future episodes, I would really like to address how we use technology to stay connected.
Yes,
Talk about our culture,
absolutely.
talk about our families, talk about our friends, new friends, old friends. And I think this is just a good segue for that.
Absolutely.
So, wishing you all a joyous journey. Your homework for this week is if you have not you know, used an app that you've been very interested in. Download it. What's the
Download
worst
it.
that happens? You delete it because you didn't like it.
Oh, absolutely. This happens to me all the time. I download something. Yeah, that's not what I thought. That's not what I want. That's not what I need. Uninstall, gone it is.
And gone it is, right? Gone it is. No ghosts left behind on your phone.
There we go.
I'm Jane Ray, and I am happy to have spent this time with my friend.
Andrea Stein.
Wishing you joyous journeys always.